Zondervan presents Making Vision Stick by Andy Stanley. Read by Bill DeWeese. Chapter 1. In February 2007, Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz sent a memo to his CEO, Jim Donald, that somehow found its way onto the internet and consequently onto the computer screens of Starbucks fans everywhere. Three people copied me on it in a single day. In the memo, Schultz expresses concern that his company has veered from its original charter. He cites a series of internal decisions that eventually led to a dilution of what customers had come to expect from a visit to Starbucks. By unintentionally altering the Starbucks experience, decision makers in the company had allowed America's premier coffee drinking environment to drift from its mission. It was clear from the memo that this was not simply a corporate concern. For Schultz, it was personal. He urges his CEO to create a course that will lead Starbucks back to its original vision. This candid memo underscores the point of this little book and serves as a reminder that vision doesn't stick without constant care and attention. One of the greatest challenges of leadership is making vision stick. Vision doesn't have much adhesive. Regardless of how clear I think I've made the vision, and in spite of my commitment to repeat it often, someone will inevitably ask a question or offer a suggestion that makes me wonder, "Where have you been? Have you not been paying attention?" When speaking to leaders on the subject of vision, I like to joke that the three primary obstacles to making vision stick are success, failure, and everything in between. There is no season in which a leader can push autopilot.